Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from August the 26th, 2025. My name is David Clark. I'm one of the analysts here at Nasdaq Torsey Ray. Taking a look at Monday's performance, mostly negative for the indices we follow on the video here. International equities leading the way to the downside with developed markets EFA down over 1% there. We saw most U.S. equity indexes down or almost flat, really. And then from there, leading the way to the upside, we really saw a rally out of crude oil there, up just 1.8%. Looking at crude's chart this morning, we see that reversal back index is there at 65. So we'll see if we can continue higher here. At the moment, it takes a move above 71 to return it to a buy signal, but now we'll continue to watch support there in the lower 60s at 62 and 60 as well. As for the Russell 1000, we did mention quite a few charts moving back into X's yesterday or with Friday's action. And the Russell to 1000 is one of them. At the moment, a move above 3560 would be a fifth consecutive buy signal for the index there and would mark a new all-time high. But we saw it pull back just a little bit. Most U.S. equities still maintain in their chart position where they finished up Friday's action. Not many major bullish percents that we've seen move around, but did want to at least discuss the distribution curves of these NASDAQ Torsey Wright 40 industry groups or subsectors, whichever you may consider. Consider them, but looking here currently, we have less than half maintaining a column of X's, showing that we're seeing an increase following last night's action. We actually saw a reversal down into O's on electric utilities, bullish percent there. Still see the average reading just below that 50% mark. So we're still suggesting that less than half of the stocks within these universes are trading on point and figure buy signals on average. They're looking. So we're keeping a close eye on these. See, but at the moment, still fairly normal looking curve, not skewed one way or another, but still at the moment, still fairly normal looking for many of those bullish percents. Now, looking on to today's action, did find out that Interactive Brokers was being added to the S&P 500. We see it up about 4% this morning, trading in the mid-60s, showing it might reverse back into X's there at 65. From here, move above 69 would return it to a buy signal and mark a new all-time chart high. We'll watch also support there at 60. But then also Eli Lilly Company, LLY, up this morning, has bounced around quite a bit this morning, to be perfectly honest, after positive results out of its anti-obesity drug. At one point traded up pretty notably higher, and then at the moment kind of around flat, but have seen it up at 3% at points this morning, 2%, have seen it down 1%, so it's really bounced around pre-market. But we'll just keep an eye on this as a move above 720 would return it to a buy signal, whereas move below 680, if we were to see it, would be a third consecutive sell signal. First time we've seen that since the latter part of last year when we really started this sideways trading, mostly downside trading out of LLY. But that'll wrap us up for today. As always, if you have any questions about a position you may be looking at, feel free to give us a call at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a nice day.